Hello, hello, hello. Hey, beauties, welcome to another episode of the Goddess Glow Up Podcast. And the crowd goes wild. How are you? So, hey, you know what? We are in the last month of 2020. What do you think about that? How are you preparing? Right now is the perfect opportunity for us to start planning out and calling in what it is that we want in 2021. And I know, you know, a lot of people are going through it right now, you know, and they are discussing how, you know, 2020 has been so awful. A lot of people are discussing how 2020 has been awful. But guess what? For a lot of people, 2020 has been the most amazing year of their lives. And I'm included in that. And it just goes to show you how you get to determine the life and the lifestyle that you choose. And, you know, I know there are outside forces that you cannot change. There's nothing that you can do about the outside. That's why it's so important to connect to the God in you and stop looking on the outside for people to make you happy, for situations to make you happy, for circumstances to make you happy. Because if you are waiting for something or someone else to provide your happiness, then you tripping. You tripping. And there's no easier or simplified, more simplified way to put it. You tripping. It is your responsibility to do what it takes to pull yourself up by your bootstraps, no matter how hard it is. We've all taken some losses. You get to choose, though. So here is what I suggest. And see, I think many of us human beings find ourselves to be powerless because we simply refuse to take our power. Sometimes you gotta separate yourself from people that you have known all your life, and that includes your family. Because what is everybody talking about right now? Everybody is speaking about the way of the world, this new normal. Everybody walking around with masks on, you know, nobody really has anything positive to add to the world anymore. You know, you look at social media, everybody talking the same talk. The feed looks the same. You have to be responsible for yourself and separating yourself from that. What are you ingesting? What are you taking in? What are you choosing to listen to? Are you addicted to hearing bad news? Because if you're addicted to hearing bad news, that's what's going to show up in your life. You know, so I had to really just cut myself off from the media, aside from the social media, because most of my business is operated online. But even with that, I had to choose what accounts to follow, what accounts I did not want to follow me. I'm responsible for that. I'm responsible for what I see. I'm responsible for what I hear. Conversations that are not, you know, positive, not anything that's serving me or making me feel good, I get to distance myself from that. I get to cut people off on the phone that are not, you know, that want to give me the bad news. I get to refuse to answer that text or to pick up that call from that person because I know that it's going to be more bad news. They're going to tell me about all the problems that they got. You know, and what that does is just helps to perpetuate the problems that you have already. Nobody needs that extra compounded stuff on top of their stuff. So with this new year coming in, this is the opportunity for you to really step your game up and take your power back and start creating the life that you want. I don't care if it's mama. I don't care if it's your kids. I don't care who it is. If you want to be happier, if you want to feel lighter, if you want to prosper, you're going to have to separate yourself from people who are not adding to that and start walking in the direction of what it is that you say you want. But if you allowing yourself to be stuck and everybody else to control you, then you have no control. And that's why you're feeling out of sorts. Not only are you feeling out of sorts because of all that stuff, the energy being so heavy and negative for the most part. Now, I know that there are cases where that's not the case. It's not the case with me, you know, but it very well could be. It very well used to be until I said, you know what? I feel heavy when I'm around this person. Something don't feel right. Let me separate myself. Let me cut them out. Let me block them. Let me delete them. You know, when I started doing that, I was like, okay, there's something to this. When I took the TV out of my house and I stopped watching the news, and I noticed that I was feeling lighter, I was feeling better, I was able to think more clear. When I started to meditate, you know, and really just go inward rather than look on the outside, when I started to take myself out on a date and not wait for somebody else to call me and ask me out, you know, it takes a certain kind of work to understand that the work lies within you. And then you start to attract the things that you need. See, I think a lot of people, what they do is they get caught up in this idea. Well, if I cut such and such off, if I stop answering the call, if I, you know, decide that I don't want to be friends with this person, I don't want to date this person, I don't want to be married to this person, I don't want to work at this job. We look at things as lack. Like you're going to be missing something. You're going to be missing that friendship. Well, you create new friendships. When you change your paradigm, when you change your reality, it opens you up to a new reality of more friends that are more like you, who want what you want, who are going to be positive. But you can only attract that when you start being that. So it's not a matter of losing the people that you've known all your life and hung out with, the places that you've gone all your life, the conversations that you've had all your life. I remember I used to think that, like, if I separate myself, then who am I going to be around? But I had to sacrifice and go, you know what? It's worth my peace of mind and my sanity to try this thing out and see how it works. It's called the law of attraction. You start to attract that in which you think about the most. And what I was thinking about the most is my healing, my survival. You know, what is it going to take for me to start feeling better each day? And whatever that was, I just started to do more of that and less of what made me feel like shit. And, you know, it changes the, you wind up in a whole new dimension. Now, when I look back on those people that I separated myself from, I'd be like, girl, no, what took you so long? What took you so long? You know, when you separate yourself and you step your game up, when you glow up, not that you're better than anybody, but you look down on where you came from because that was your lower vibrational self. And now you sitting a little bit higher so you can see a little bit clearer. And you look back at your situation of old and go, I was there. I don't ever want to go back there. Because you've opened yourself up to new people, to new opportunities, to new money, to feeling new, you know, to feeling lighter, being better, being introduced to things that you weren't, you know, privy to before. So all these things are important, y'all. If you want to feel better in 2021, right now is the time to start setting the intentions for that and setting out a plan to discover you. Setting out a plan to discover you. And when you go on these self-discovery journeys, that means a lot of times it's just going to be you. That means a lot of times it just has to be you. You gotta sit with yourself. Some of us are even afraid to sit with ourselves because the truth starts to show itself. And we have to deal with that. We have to start dealing with that. When I went on my spiritual journey, things were coming up in my life that I didn't even realize were there. I hadn't even addressed it. So I'm going to share a really transparent, I'm going to be really transparent with you and share something that I woke up to this morning. Now, you can only operate and deal with things from the level in which you live. Like, if when you know better, you do better, right? So I remember this particular time, and it has, you know, it has everything to do with me, but nothing to do with me. And this is how important it is for us to start healing our stuff so that we can be healers to others and so that we can become more compassionate when it comes to others. Now, this situation happened with my own son. I think he might have been 11 or 12 years old. I'm a single mother raising two sons by myself, right? So already I'm thinking from a place of survival, trying to take care of myself. If I didn't want to sit on welfare, because I've never been that type of chick, stay at home, be on welfare, have the government take care of me. I was not raised like that. I was raised to, you know, we had a good middle class life, but I was raised that, you know, girl, if you want anything, you're going to have to go out there and get it. So I always had a job or two. I always had a car, always had a decent place for my sons and I to live. We always dressed pretty nice. You know, I was always striving to be better and I wanted them to have a better life. But a lot of times I found myself being anxious. I found myself being very fearful. I found myself being very stressed out because everything lied on my shoulders. Everything that went down, I had to handle it. There was no father in the home. There was no, you know, family that I could call on when I needed help. I didn't have any of that. That creates a certain amount of stress in itself, knowing that you are by yourself, okay? So, and along with all the other shit that you're carrying, you know, in your life. So I remember this one particular time, and I just thought about it this morning. I'm 50 years old. My son is 28 now. But I remember I was working my job, and my sons got out of school before I got off work. And my oldest son, it was his responsibility to get out of school because by this time they were going to two separate schools. My sons are 6 years apart. They were going to two separate schools. So my oldest son would get out of school earlier. And then his responsibility that I assigned to him was to walk to my youngest son's school and pick him up and then slowly walk home. And by the time I was on my way home, I would see them on the street walking and pick them up and bring them home, right? Okay, so that was our routine. Well, this one particular day, before I could get off work, and remember, I'm the sole provider, and I'm not making excuses for this. I'm just giving you an example. But, and I don't even know how I got on this example, but I want you to understand those dark areas that we need to heal from. But so I got a call from a staff member at a 7-Eleven, and she was frantic on the other end of the phone, and she was saying, I have your oldest son here, and he's bleeding. He got into a fight. So immediately, I'm pissed because I'm at work, and I'm the only one providing. I'm trying to hold up a good, you know, be the good employee, right? But at the same time, I want to be a good mother. I want to be a good everything to everybody. And I had to leave work early to go see what was up with my son. So I arrive at the 7-Eleven. So first, what's going through my mind is, oh my God, he didn't go pick up his younger brother. He's in the 7-Eleven. He done got into a fight. So I'm immediately mad at my son. So I go to the 7-Eleven. Sure enough, his head's bleeding. It's running down his face. My youngest son is nowhere in sight. So I am panicking. I'm frantic. The people in the store, you know, they frantic. And I immediately just look at my son and go, come on here, get in the car. Where is Dallas? Never once did I say, are you okay, son? What happened, son? I'm so sorry this happened to you. Never once did I think or even feel to ignite the feminine energy within me, but I went straight to the masculine and didn't really, you know, address the injury that my son had, which he was okay. You know what I'm saying? I did end up having to take him to the hospital to get stitches in his head. But immediately all these things started to come up like, oh, I just had to leave my job. You know, he got into a fight. He must have caused it. My youngest son hasn't been picked up yet. He's probably afraid that his brother didn't show up. You know, now I got to go figure out where he's at. You know, all these things. And then I don't want the authorities to know that my sons are by themselves because I have to work and take care of them. So all these things are going through my head. And I wasn't even in the right frame of mind to address my son's injury and to console him and make him feel loved. And it just takes me back to hurt people. So all the fear and the anxiety and the hurt that I was feeling, all the, you know, lack of support that, you know, I was suffering from, it spilled over into me raising my sons. And this is something, since I've been dealing with myself, things like this have been coming up for me. And although we cannot go back, like I said, my son is now 28 years old, but I realize how that incident could have caused him pain. And I know it did cause him pain. I know he has his own, you know, his level of resentment for the way that I raised him. But I only wanted the best for both of them. But in order for me to be able to give the best to him or anyone else, I have to start with me. So it doesn't matter when we start to heal. A lot of people go, well, I don't have anything that I need to heal from. I'm good. I had a good childhood. I got a good life. I don't need no healing. But in actuality, it's things like those deep-seated, dark, shadow moments that we still carry around, that we have not detoxed and released ourselves from. So this morning when I woke up with that on my mind, which I've always done, I've already done my share of apologizing to my kids, both of them. When I started my whole spiritual awakening, I had, you know, I apologized to them for a lot of things. But that was just one thing that came up for me this morning. I'm like, why am I thinking about that? What do I need to address within myself for this to come up again? What is it that I need to deal with? And I can only find out what that is by going inward, by taking out the time for myself to meditate and really sit with myself and ask the proper questions about what is left undealt with, what is left uncovered that I need to address. Because it no longer has to do with him. I've said my apologies. I even thought that I forgave and apologized myself for a lot of things that happened in my past. Not just with myself, but with other people. The pain that I inflicted upon other people. You know, I asked for forgiveness for that. But obviously, this particular situation still needs some addressing. There is some points about it that I really just need to start looking at and figuring out what it is that I missed. And I might not have even missed anything. It might just be a new thing that I have to deal with. So I just want to, that was just an example because it's fresh on my mind. And I wanted to, you know, pop in here and let you guys know, like, right now, moving forward, we need to really be setting intentions for ourselves and really be sitting with ourselves and checking out those corners of our minds, our hearts that we have not addressed, those dark areas, understanding that the duality of dark and light is all valuable. Even those dark areas are valuable. Even that shadow work is valuable because without that, you cannot become the light and the love. Without those dark moments, you cannot have the light in your life. So, you know, a lot of us want to be sad. Oh, this happened to me. I lost this. Such and such don't love me. I ain't got no job. How did I come to this? Well, those are times of celebration and are just as valuable as the times of triumph, because those times are what are going to get you to start working on those triumphant moments or to start discovering and experiencing those triumphant moments. It's the dark times that take us there. If we have none of those, then we don't have the good times. And for me, 2021, there is so much good that I want to see in it. It's so much good that I want to see in myself. So many different experiences that I want. So number one, sit down, write out your intentions for what it is that you want moving forward into this new year. Be matter of fact about it. Be, you know, understand that you are worth it, first of all. And then start asking the questions, not why me, why is this happening to me, but what is this teaching me? What do I need to learn? Who do I need to become? Questions that empower you to be stronger, to be the badass that you were created to be. It's time to detox from all that nastiness. And with that being said, moving into, when does it start? January 3rd, I am doing a 21-day intensive called Detox Your Life. And the information is up on my Instagram page, and that is at I Am Goddess One. So if you guys are interested in going through a 21-day intensive of just cleaning out your body, your mind, and your spirit, I highly suggest this, especially moving into the new year. You got to get rid of that old stuff before you can start to understand and see and find value in those triumphant times as well as the dark times. But you have to have a clean slate. You can't go into it with the same, you know, low vibrational emotions that you've had. And this gives us the opportunity to just clear all that out and detox our body. So the first 10 days we're detoxing, you know, with the food and what we're intaking on the inside, you know, nutritionally. And then we start detoxing with the mind and the spirit and getting all that yuckiness out. So I'm excited, and I hope that you are looking forward to and just as excited about your future as well. But in the meantime, and in between time, until the next time, you be fit, be fierce, be fabulous. Healthy is the new sexy.